Park Casino Vancouver looks to add another 300 slots to gaming floor. Park Casino Vancouver is preparing for a major expansion of its gaming operations. It has submitted an application that seeks to increase the number of slot machines on its floor by 50%. The downtown casino, located next to BC Place Stadium and near Rogers Arena, is asking the City of Vancouver for approval to add 300 new machines. If granted, the casino's total slot count would rise from 600 to 900, making it the largest change in its gambling facilities since the complex first opened in September 2017. The number of table games at the casino, currently set at 75, would remain the same under the proposal. Park Casino has stated in its application that its current slot machine density is the lowest in the Lower Mainland compared with other regional casinos. As a result, the casino argues that much of the gambling demand from Vancouver residents is being met outside the city, with an estimated two-thirds of revenue from local players being diverted elsewhere. When it opened, Park Casino replaced the former Edgewater Casino at the Plaza of Nations. Edgewater's capacity had not changed since 2005 for slots and 2007 for table games, and the transition to Park maintained the same mix of 600 slot machines and 75 tables. In contrast, Vancouver's population has expanded from about 560,000 to roughly 700,000 over the last two decades, while the regional population has surged past 3 million. In addition, tourism growth has brought increased pressure on gambling venues to keep pace with visitor demand. Park Casino's proposal emphasizes that the additional slot machines would help address spikes in attendance during large events hosted at nearby venues. With BC Place and Rogers Arena regularly attracting tens of thousands of visitors, the casino sees expanded capacity as a way to capture more demand within city limits. The operator notes that the existing gambling floor already has the space to accommodate the machines without altering the building's external structure. The casino floor covers 72,000 square feet over two levels and was designed with flexible layouts. The second floor in particular has significant unused space, which the casino says can easily handle 300 more machines. More room to grow. According to the application, the building technically has room for up to 1,200 slots, but management is seeking a smaller, phased increase at this time. The new machines would be introduced gradually over 1 to 2 years if the city grants approval. The expansion also carries financial implications for both the City of Vancouver and the provincial government. Under provincial policy, municipalities receive 10% of net gambling revenues from casinos within their jurisdiction. In the 2023-2024 fiscal year, Vancouver collected $6 million Canadian from Park Casino. The addition of 300 slots is projected to add between $2.7 million Canadian and $3.1 million Canadian in municipal revenue during the first 3 years of operation. Since 1999, the City of Vancouver has received $159.1 million Canadian in total casino revenues, with $19.3 million Canadian generated over the last three fiscal years from Park Casino and Hastings Racecourse and Casino combined. The increase in slots at Park is expected to strengthen these contributions. On the provincial level, Park Casino generated $145 million Canadian in total revenue in 2023-2024, including $75 million Canadian from table games and $70 million Canadian from slots. The property currently ranks fourth in British Columbia for overall revenue, but only seventh for the number of slot machines. If approved, the expansion would position Park Casino to better match both the local market demand and the performance of other major casinos across the province. With the city and province both standing to gain from additional revenue streams, the proposal is now under review as Vancouver considers how to manage future growth in its gambling sector.